Never, dude. They want to see like a comedy magician.
But Soder has this joke about, like, when he was a little kid, he always had that same deep voice. And, like, the camera, he was watching a home video, and he was playing pinball, and, like, he just turns and faces the camera, and he's like, if the lights go out, it means you're done. And it reminded me of this time, because my sister is fucking jacked. Like, she's not jacked, but she's got, like, broad fucking shoulders. Fuck it, she's jacked.
She could fuck people up.
She fucked people. She used to play basketball. She played power forward in college. Yeah. she used to fuck people up.
She could fuck somebody up. She'd fuck your sister up.
Yeah. Any listener, dude, my sister would fucking ground and pound your sister.
I'd put money on it.
Yeah, easy.
I got some big dog ants that might be able to give a run for her money. Really? Dude.
Anyway, so Katie, like, has always felt like, I shouldn't have named her. Whatever, fuck it. It's a compliment.
It is.
She's a great lady. She's awesome. Take it easy.
Sorry.
And so we were watching this home video, and it was all of us in like a kiddie pool when we were little, and then Katie comes fucking strutting around the corner, dude, fucking jacked as fuck. Like, we were little kids. She was in like a one-piece swimsuit, just fucking swole, dude. I swear to God, she like strutted out like McGregor, dude. That's how she was walking. She was just, oh my God, it was so funny. And then there was another one. We were fishing. We were deep sea fishing on the same vacation, and somebody caught a mackerel, and the camera just turns, and there's Katie right in front of it. She's wearing a fucking Tasmanian devil, like, tall tee. And she looks at the camera and just goes, holy mackeroli. Whoever's filming's like, all right, get the fuck out of here.
You see a big, hairy, knuckled hand push her face?
My dad.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. But her fucking coming out of the fucking, into the frame, just jacked as fuck, strutting in. And we were all watching it, and everybody just started dying laughing. Like, everyone saw it, and it was so fucking funny. She was just a jacked 10-year-old just strutting in, dude. Oh, she's going to be pissed about this.
You called her jacked?
Yeah, she knows she's jacked. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's not, Caitlin, my girlfriend's fucking jacked
as fuck.
You need
a fucking buxom woman, dude.
Yeah.
You know
buxom.
What I mean?
Buxom.
If two people...
I don't think buxom means what you think it means.
It doesn't. What's buxom mean? Like
buxom means like plump and voluptuous.
Oh, like a cherubic painting?
I believe so. Cherubic?
No.
Cherubic. There's another one. Cherubic.
I thought buxom means like a big fucking healthy girl, like a St. Pauli's girl. Fucking a milkmaid.
Let's see.
It's like an intruder comes in, she could fucking fend him off while you got the gun.
We had a friend in high, the reason I know this is because we had a friend in like eighth grade who, do you remember, buxom of a woman, plump, essentially with large breasts is what that means.
All right. Take That's cool too.
Yeah, it is cool. But we had a friend who, I don't know if this happened. Well, it definitely happened. I don't know if you noticed it, but when everybody started hitting puberty, like, nipples got puffy.
Yeah, you get that fucking
you get
shit in
puffy
your nipples.
Fucking,
yeah,
like hard fucking nipples.
Yeah.
Well, my one friend just got tits. Like, he was a skinny, normal kid just with huge tits.
Like,
we used to call him buxom.
Nipples or tits?
Well, his nipples were so big that it looked like he had tits.
I had a friend like that, dude.
Yeah, we used to call him buxom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
we used to call him pepperoni nipples, dude. He had big, fat fucking pepperonis. Those things are, dude, they were like a stripper. They were like a 40-year-old stripper's nipples, and he had them at like 16.
Everybody got them. They were the worst.
Honkers. I've always had.
I didn't really get them, but.
I had a lump.
Little fucking lumps in there that hurt.
Yeah. That's all your testosterone coming out, dude.
Coming straight out of your fucking nips.
Out of your nipples, dude, and going right to your dick.
Cherubic.
It is cherubic.
It's cherubic.
Are you sure?
I'm not certain. But I think I'm like 99% on all of our.
I think I speak more
vocabulary
like British American.
Yeah,
like I spell color like C O L O U R.
There's a little pause there after the L.
Forgot how to spell it. L O U R O R.
Gray is tough like that.
Gray.
Yeah.
G-R-E-Y, baby. A Y is for fucking dorks.
Isn't that for the Brits?
Is it?
I don't know. Anyway, this isn't
like
a fucking
Brits.
Spelling podcast.
Exactly. That'd be tight if we started a spelling bee podcast.
I can't spell anything.
I'm pretty nasty.
Yeah, I know that.
You know
are
me.
Good. Pronunciation is where you fail.
I'm not a good pronunciator.